Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This man right here who joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline from CBS 58 in Milwaukee, it's Kevin Holden. Kevin, how you doing today, bud?
Hey, Holdy.
How's it going? Norvy and Freeves, this is perfect. It's the middle of August. We got a Packers season. We've got the Brewers, you know, making a little run. Who doesn't sleep? This is what I live for, dude.
Holdy, I feel like you're calling us on a regular telephone, on a telephone line from like 1978. Where the hell are you?
I'm at home. I'm sitting in my living room. You guys have helped me solve like one of the great mysteries of my life. So for like the last year or two, I wake up and there's this omelet in the fridge, and I thought that there was like an omelet fairy that just came and, you know, and delivered these omelets like the Tooth Fairy, you know, when you were a kid. I'm up here at 8:30. My wife is cooking. This is what happens. She makes these things and leaves them for me. So thanks for helping me solve that.
Oh, my God. Well, I'll tell you what.
He's got it made.
Yeah, she does. She's got to do some talking to my girlfriend at my house so she can. I get up in the morning. There's nothing in the refrigerator. There's nothing out. And we usually end up either grilling out or, well, probably going out to eat, man. Holdy, I'll tell you, your wife is a good cook. But let me just tell you this. You got these two schedules that are out. You got the Bucs schedule and the Brewers schedule out. Now, on the surface, it shouldn't be a very big thing because, you know, I mean, the schedules are all equal the way they are. But out of curiosity, I do look at the schedules, and even though I think it's foolish the Brewers released their schedule in August for next year already, but you do look at them, and you kind of look at some of the games you might want to consider going to next year.
Yeah, to me, and I'm kind of a planner anyways, you know, I like to plan road trips and things like that. So this was a total dream for me to see a whole year's worth of my life drop on the same day, you know, to know exactly what's going on between here and there. Now, the interesting thing about it is, and you hit on something that I started to talk about off the air yesterday, which is I am starting to think more and more that the teams are – or leagues or whatever are paying very close attention to what they're doing and competing for the fans' dollar and the fans' attention, because you knew the NBA schedule was going to drop yesterday. That had been announced. So MLB decides to sneak in and drop their schedule 5 hours or whatever it was before. I think, one, that's on purpose, and two, I think the scheduling of events is starting to overlap in such a way where, you know, sports are getting smarter about it, because they're putting events at times where they won't compete with other events. For example, the Packers' bye week Sunday is the day Marquette plays at Wisconsin in basketball this year. When the Packers have Monday night games, the one at Minnesota is the one that comes to mind. The Bucks are at home on the Sunday before. So I honestly think there's a lot of careful consideration in this, but I don't ever remember it all, you know, sort of meshing together like this in such a way that if something doesn't have your attention, like a Packers game, then something else does.
Here's what I don't understand with the Bucs schedule. Okay, I like that they're set more Saturday night games, I feel, this year. But in January and February and March, okay, there should, well, maybe not so much in January, maybe late January, assuming the Packers are out, there should be more Sunday afternoon games at home, because in February and March, people are thinking, you know, looking for something to do on a Sunday afternoon. What's there to do in Milwaukee? That's when the Bucks should have some home games. They don't have enough Sunday afternoon games.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree with that. There's one adjustment that they could have made. There were two big surprises to me. One is that they don't open the season at home, because this season opens the way an old Herb Cole season used to open, where they wanted to be at home on a Saturday to start. And so they would sacrifice their first game and play it on the road. But the way the Bucks are, that this new arena, having gone to the East Finals last year, they would go nuts. Fans would go crazy if that was Rockets at Bucks to start the season and not the other way around. So that one was a surprise to me. And the other one, I think you're right, is that we should see more Sunday afternoon games. As you say, once the football thing is over, once you're not competing with that, the Bucks have this this sort of window, and a lot of the NBA teams do, where it's to themselves all through February and through probably half or most of March, depending on how your college teams do. They should take advantage of it. I think that's where you want, you know, the most butts in seats that you can have all year.
We're talking with Kevin Holden of CBS 58 here in Milwaukee on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. And Kevin, Brewers open up a two-game interleague series with the Twins. How big is this series for the Brewers right now? I feel like the Twins and the Brewers are like that Spider-Man gif that are just kind of pointing at each other, because you look at the Twins' record and they're one of the best teams in baseball, but all of a sudden they're kind of collapsed here a little bit and the Indians have overtaken them in first place. Brewers, I feel like this is a huge stretch because you're trailing 2.5 games behind the Cubs. They're on the road where they just continue to struggle, and they're in Philadelphia playing a tough team. So how big is this series for the Brewers this week?
And I know it's just two games, and it's a night game and a day game, so it'll be over. It'll feel like it's over before it starts, but I think it's really, really big, because this is the chance that you can have to make up ground, but also to win against quality teams, because you're going to have this, you know, schedule down the stretch that's going to have these NL Central rivals in it, and you want to be as hot as you can going into that stretch. The other thing you want to do is build off of what you just did. The Brewers almost had a perfect week. They were one shutout away from a perfect win. And they did that without Christian Yelich, who should be back. And you saw guys like Jordan Lyles, who inexplicably goes from limbo to being this great pitcher. So, you know, if Yelich gets healthy and they get some pitching and they start winning some games right now, this is gain momentum time. You want to get really hot in September, but that means you've got to start heating up now. It's a perfect test for them against a real powerful Twins team. Gets a lot of home runs.
Not only is this an important stretch for the Brewers to win, but I think this is a time where they can take advantage of the Cubs. Cubs are on this little road trip right now, starting a series in Philadelphia, and I think you could make up some ground here. You got some home games. The Cubs are on the road, or they're not very good. They're against a Philly team that I think is just about on the verge of getting on fire. I'm waiting for the Phillies to take off, and I think they're going to grab one of the wild card spots, but I think the Brewers should. This is, if there's a time to catch the Cubs or to make some hay on them, this is the time when you're at home and the Cubs are on the road.
Yeah, that's the truth. And because the Cubs, the record has been so odd. The split for them, home versus road, has been so odd. So yeah, if you have them in a position, any position where you feel like the Cubs could lose some games, you got to take advantage while you can, because it's a good team. I mean, they've had, their warts during the last year plus, but, you look at who they have, that rotation that they have, and the fact that they will, start to heat up, they can hit the ball. This is going to be a difficult team to deal with. I think the Cardinals are going to be a difficult team to deal with. I think the Brewers down the stretch in September are looking at a legitimate three-way race for an NL Central title, and it means that September is going to be bonkers. We'll be watching the scoreboard every night, watching what's happening with Chicago and St. Louis every single night. I think it'll be fun.
We're talking with Kevin Holden of CBS 58. You mentioned September is going to be bonkers. You also do some play-by-play. So Packers season. I want to talk Packers season, and you're going to be with us on the program here, joining us while Bart's out and Chuck's out as well. I've predicted the Packers to go 12-4. A lot of people call me a homer. Some people say I'm insane. I also think Aaron Rodgers will win MVP. What's your season outlook right now for the Packers, Holdy? What do you think they finish? We're at in the division.
Yeah, going through this preseason opener, and by the way, it's the most interesting division or part of the job that I have, because I'm doing all this research every day on the Ty Summers and the Curtis Boltons and the Brady Sheldons of the world. It doesn't tie into anything else, so it's sort of like this group of people wearing Packers uniforms, but if you could take anything out of that group playing that first preseason game, there's a different level of intensity on defense. And I know you got to kind of unfocus your eyes, like, okay, will the starters look the same way? I think they will. I think there's a step forward in that second year under Mike Pettine that's important. I mean, I think, Rodgers, I think, is always in that discussion. Sure, why would he not have a chance to win MVP this year? He's been terrific. And he's got a cast of young receivers that's maturing and a coach that'll help him and give him a better run game. I think all that stuff's going to be fine. I think the defense finally is going to be that group that takes the step forward. 12-4 is pretty hefty, but if the defense becomes a Mike Pettine defense, then 12-4 doesn't seem that far-fetched for me. They are a group that could be really good, and just the mentality of that D is different. I want to see that for the rest of the preseason. Then I want to see it in September.
Horvy and I talked about this yesterday, that the Packers have to get off to a good start. Okay, a 1-2, a 1-3 start is not going to go well at all. I mean, I'm not expecting them to go down to Chicago and win in week one on that Thursday night after Labor Day. But if they can set the tone, if they can win that game, I think that could set the tone for the season.
Oh, man, that would be an enormous win, because the Bears there's some momentum and some, you know, thought processes in Chicago that you haven't heard or seen down there in a long time. They're pretty excited about the season that they had, rightfully so. They had a good year last year, but that I think is an interesting byproduct of what August is going to be. In other words, a lot of the teams under McCarthy started slow in September, and people blamed August for it. They blamed the training camp and the fact that starters didn't get enough reps and the fact that starters didn't play enough in the preseason. Game one is a little early to differentiate what Matt LaFleur will do versus what Mike McCarthy will do. But I think it would benefit LaFleur to get his guys out there a little more in preseason games in weeks two and three. I think it benefits him to get a better gauge of what his guys have. And if they are more battle-tested before September, I think there's a better chance that they could win games in September. So I'm with you. I think that the strong start's important. And I think that LaFleur is the kind of guy who will get his team in a position to have a good September. I think it could happen.
Kevin, thanks, buddy. We'll see you later on this week.
Thanks, Holdy.
Yeah, my wife just put an omelet in front of me, man. I'm about to go to town here. You guys have fun.
We're jealous, man. We're not eating anything. Get out of here. We'll see you later. That is Kevin Holden from CBS 58. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.